the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So, the day after we did our show with Scott and Suzanne Ramsey, I got my copy of the Aztec Incident, Recovery of Hart Canyon. And then, what, a few days later when you got home, Chris, you got your copy.
Yeah, I did. Unfortunately, I haven't had a chance to look at mine yet, but I can't wait.
I think one of the considerations here is that after all these years, what actually happened at Hart Canyon? And does this book, as they say, solve the case or just create the case for the prosecution, opening up a big can of worms or room for more investigation? I don't know.
I think they did a good job presenting many years of work and research that they've done. There are still some questions, I think, open in my mind. But it is a very intriguing scenario, and there is, I think, enough smoking gun-style evidence to warrant the amount of time and attention that the Ramseys have put in on it. I think the jury is still out until I read the book and really dive into the minutia, but I thought Scott and Suzanne did a very good job presenting the information. Hats off to them. I think they really presented it well.
Well, certainly they're dedicated, and they're not looking for glory. They're not looking for money, because according to Scott, he spent about $500,000 investigating the Aztec case over a period of 25 years. $500,000. He's published a book, which he sells for $25. He printed about 1,000 copies of it, and assuming the book cost him like $8 or $10 a copy plus shipping, if he gets $12 or $15 a copy, he's lucky. So you're spending $500,000. You're getting a return on your investment of $12,000 to $15,000. That, to me, shows dedication and sincerity. He's not looking for glory.
You really have to hand it to them. Again, hats off to all that hard work and years of dedication. And I think it'll be interesting to see how the ufological community reacts to this. I was pleasantly surprised at the amount of really hard-nosed investigation and research they've done.
And certainly one of the things we have to bear in mind when we look at the Aztec case is that's had a checkered history. First, in 1950, we have the book Behind the Flying Saucers from Frank Scully, and two of his principal sources are supposedly charged with trying to defraud someone. Of course, nowadays, that's a badge of honor. You know, these days, of course, if you run a multinational bank and maybe you lose $3 or $4 billion, nobody cares. Nobody takes you less seriously. In those days,
You're not cynical.
Cynical? No, cynical is my middle name. But let's look seriously at this case here. Now, among the skeptics is none other than our old friend Kevin Randall, who's a well-known UFO investigator, studied the Roswell case for many years, and he sent me a copy of a letter that he wrote to Scott Ramsey. And it's a letter that he says, you know, it's not a secret that he wrote the letter. He remains unconvinced. He thinks they did a very good job, but he's not convinced anything happened there. And we have to look, though, that Scott and Suzanne said they talked to someone who saw a UFO around that time. Sure, someone near the end of his life. They talked to supposed eyewitnesses of the landing site. And this is where things can get murky, because obviously if someone's trying to remember something that happened 6 or 7 decades earlier, some of the key details may have gotten screwed up. Think, for example, that maybe we were testing a saucer-shaped aircraft in the late 40s, and it crashed or made a soft landing. Whatever happened, well, people being infused with decades of UFO lore might inflate the size of the craft from maybe 20 or 25 feet to 100 feet. You never know. That's one possibility. What do you think?
Yeah, obviously, with the amount of water under the bridge, that is always a possibility. But the one thing that I found a little strange was the story of the priest that stumbled on the site and was asked to give last rites or blessings to aliens. I was kind of scratching my head when I heard that, and not quite sure what to make of it. How about you, Gene?
Well, that kind of stuff is what makes this case so difficult to dismiss. You can't dismiss this completely, because what did these people see? What did they see? Did they make up the story, all these separate people, about a possible crashed aircraft in Aztec, New Mexico in March of 1948? Did they make that up? We can understand if the only evidence for this case consisted of the Frank Scully book. But as soon as you move beyond that book and look at the independent confirmation, you have to think, well, something happened there. We don't know if the remembrances are correct. Certainly, you have that cement slab that's over there that may have been used as part of the operation to move this flying saucer. Now, what bothers me are the theories about how they would disassemble this craft. You know, I understand if we're dealing with 20th century technology, that's one thing. You know, maybe a test aircraft. But imagine a flying saucer, 100 feet in diameter, coming here from another star system, a mothership, whatever. And do you think that we have the technology to disassemble that thing? That's what doesn't make sense. I can't get a handle on that.
That was the other part of the whole thing that really didn't quite add up. I liked my idea, though, that they brought in a giant blowtorch and just cut it in half or cut it in thirds.
Sure, a giant blowtorch, but then how's that going to work on some highly advanced spaceship using advanced metallurgy?
Right, it wouldn't have worked on the Roswell debris, right?
Yeah, how did they get that? Well, that, of course, was a crash where everything flew apart. You have to wonder also, some of this doesn't make a lot of sense, if the craft had a tiny porthole. Okay, tiny hull breach or a tiny hole in the porthole of the ship, would that cause such an effect that it would cause the passengers or pilots to burn to a crisp? What about the controls? What about the rest of the ship? Why were they burned? That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, there are a lot of things that don't add up. And you know, unfortunately, I just got back from quite an exciting trip and was gone, you know, for the past 4 days. I haven't had a chance to really look at the book, but maybe we should revisit this at some point and come up with a list of hard-hitting questions to put to the Ramses and see how they respond to them.
And possibly maybe we should also consider inviting Kevin Randall on the show, because he is a disbeliever in the Aztec case. And perhaps if he debates with the Ramses, they can go over the key issues of disagreement and see where we go. The problem is, though, when we're talking about something that happened so long ago, and this goes back to even the Roswell case, it may never be solved. It may be one of those tantalizing mysteries that almost proves something but doesn't.
We can almost count on that.
In any case, that's it. The book is called The Aztec Incident, Recovery at Heart Canyon. Buy a copy of the book and see for yourself what you think. Maybe some of our readers can have some insights. Maybe if you know about construction, if you know about that part of the country, you might have somewhat of a handle as to what might have gone on. But this week, we're going to talk about something totally different. And some of our listeners say, you know what, we talk about UFOs too often, and maybe we should cover other subjects. And of course, very recently, we have the executive producer of the My Ghost Story TV show for Biography Channel. And today we're going to bring on Jeff Stewart of a group called Pine, which is the Paranormal Investigators of New England. And they've been around since 2004, 8 years, and they have amassed a lot of interesting information, and they have an extensive investigatory toolkit to use to check out ghost stories. And it's a very impressive toolkit. I think
I love toys.
Well, they have a lot of toys to play with. It looks like these guys are really serious about this kind of research. And maybe with people like this and their organizations around the country, around the world, that engage in investigating cases about ghosts, maybe if we put all these people together, we'll figure out what's really going on. Is it dead people or what? And by the way, what they don't use dowsing rods, they don't use ghost boxes, they don't use pendulums, and they certainly don't use a Ouija board. Let's take a few seconds to pull this off. If you want to get in touch with us, there are several ways. One is to write us, news@thepowercast.com. Once again, that's news@thepowercast.com. On Twitter, we are The Powercast. Jeff Stewart from Paranormal Investigators of New England, coming up next on
The Paracast.
This is typical for many companies these days. Your colleagues work at home. Your colleagues are traveling for business. But you need to get everyone together for an important corporate meeting. Well, I have a solution for you, neighbors. Go to Meeting with HD Faces. You see, this way your team can meet face-to-face while online, no matter where in the world they are, and it takes only seconds to set up. You see, GoToMeeting by Citrix allows you to collaborate on files and plans online. And with HD Faces, you just need a webcam to turn your online meetings into a group HD video conference. Of course, you need a computer with HD. We assume you have that. You want to see how easy GoToMeeting with HD Faces is? Well, my listeners can try it free for 30 days. Don't wait for this special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button. Use the promo code PODCAST. Be sure to use the promo code PODCAST to get that free 30-day trial of GoToMeeting with HD Faces.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new bowl repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
And that voice, by the way, belongs to Bob Zanotti, who was one of our guests on Voices of the Past. He's been in the radio business for 400 or 500 years, and when you listen to his voice, you know why. Today we welcome Jeff Stewart, ghost hunter, and he's part of an organization called Paranormal Investigators of New England. And we're going to talk about, first of all, his interest in the subject, about the equipment they use in their investigations, and how the organization got started. Jeff, welcome to the PowerCast.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
So, Jeff, the big question we all want to know about our guests is how they got involved in the world of the paranormal. Where's your introduction? Did you have a paranormal encounter? What started you on this quest?
Actually, a little different than most people in this field. I got interested in it because of a former guest of the Paracast by the gentleman by the name of Joe Citro, who's now a really good friend of mine. I was just a young kid, probably around 14, 15 years old, just looking for a book to read in the library. And sure enough, I found Green Mountain Ghost Schools and Unsolved Mysteries. And I'm like, okay, everyone loves ghost stories. And at the time, X-Files was in its first year season. So I was such a fan of that show. So I picked up the book and started reading, and I couldn't put it down. I had to beg the librarian to let me take this thing with me. And you know what? I still have it. And I know that's wrong. You really shouldn't take a book from a library and not return it, but I loved it. I really did. And I literally just started becoming fascinated with these stories. So I just started taking off and poking around wherever I could get to at 14, 15 years of age.
You got interested in that particular connection. Is there anything in your professional life that involves investigating anything?
Yes. Actually, I'm currently a bail enforcement agent.
You're one of them people.
Yes. Yes, I am. I am a bounty hunter. And that stems from me working briefly as a private investigator and security officer. So I kind of come from the law enforcement side of things. Again, around the same age, I don't know why, but I got into being a police explorer for the Burlington Police Department here in Vermont, and that really opened up my eyes to law enforcement. So what I do now is really no different than what a private investigator does for insurance claims and things of that nature.
Okay, so you're involved in the law enforcement game, and that helps certainly hone your investigative skills. But why focus on looking for ghosts?
It's just a passion that I had. Like I said, I just became a fan and just fascinated with the field of the paranormal. Whether it's ghosts, monsters, aliens, UFOs, I don't limit myself to just ghosts and hauntings, even though that is most of what we investigate, but We get our shares of cryptids and UFOs out here in Vermont as well. Just a fascination, Gene. But I also have to mention that I did witness what I consider an unidentified flying objects. They were two circular, glow-ish, whitish objects high up above Winooski's baseball field. And I wasn't alone. I was with one of my high school buddies. This is when I was about 15 or 16 or so. So I was already in the field poking around. And I knew right away it wasn't anything that we would call terrestrial. It was impossible. These two orb objects kind of hovered around a little bit and took off in different directions within, maybe a second. And the whole duration of the time was probably 2 minutes.
And you say this was something that couldn't possibly be terrestrial or some kind of known craft.
That is correct. At the time, I was also in a program called Civil Air Patrol, which really helped me understand aerospace education. So I pretty much had a good, a better knowledge of aircraft and known aircraft that they use in the military. Or at least the ones they want us to know that's out there.
I know just in a previous week's episode, we were talking with Scott Ramsey about the Aztec UFO case, if it was a UFO case. And there we were talking about, whether it was possibly some kind of test aircraft. So we understand that. But is that the only UFO that you ever saw?
That is the only UFO that I saw personally.
Well, that's ahead of me because I've seen none.
Yeah,
UFOs don't
that,
like me. They have an objection.
Apparently not.
Yeah, I think they don't like arrogant Jewish boys from Brooklyn, New York. But then we're going to have someone else who's an arrogant Jewish boy from Brooklyn, and he's going to say, I've seen UFOs all the time. I'm having tea with E.T. tonight, but me, never happens.
It might just be you. Could be your deodorant.
Is that what it is? I gotta change my deodorant. Maybe I can attract the proper kind of UFOs. Okay, that's only funny for a second and a very brief second.
Yeah.
Thank you. But proceeding with your experiences, moving on to cryptids, to ghosts, ever see anything else unusual?
No, I haven't. I guess I'd have to say that I know a lot of people that have had experiences with ghost and poltergeist type activity. And they're people I trust. They're not just some random stranger on the street. These are people that have no reason to lie to me, that feel that they've experienced ghost apparitions, spirits, whatever you may call them, even demonic entities as well. So, you know, there's no reason to disbelieve them. But, you know, what I believe is the possibilities are there. One thing about me that a lot of people don't understand is I come in from it as a private investigator, not someone who's looking to prove that ghosts and monsters and demons exist. I guess I say I'm a lot like Joe Nichols in a way, the gentleman from the Choir of Inquiry. I guess I'm more like him than anything else. I'm just kind of on the thin line. You know, like Fox Mulder, I want to believe, but at the same time, you know, I am a rationalist. I have to be skeptical and objective. That's not to say that the whole group is that way. We're kind of mixed matched of different opinions and views and people that have had experiences of their own that share with other people that haven't. And first and foremost, we're really out there to help people with whatever problems they come with us at.
Yeah, that's what I've noticed, too, out in the field. It's interesting that a large portion of your work is helping people that have experienced unusual things come to grips with it and put it into some sort of rational context. It's almost like you're a paranormal shrink, for lack of a better term.
We do that, too, believe it or not. We actually have support groups here in Vermont that we kind of got started for different case scenarios, people that have experienced violent hauntings to demonic activity to possession. I mean, we try to get people to work together, to talk, to basically just no different than the AA meeting.
Okay, so this organization is the AA for those who have had a paranormal encounter. Jeff Stewart joining us this week with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio.
Magazine provides true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too.
we take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Jim Mosley, editor of Saucer Smear, and I'm here to say a good word or two about the Paracast, which I believe is the gold standard of paranormal radio. Listen to it if you can.
And you notice that Jim is never going to say anything definite. He thinks we're the gold standard of paranormal radio. He doesn't know, and he won't confirm it.
Mr. Equivocation.
That's right. Jim the Equivocator. We have Jeff Stewart. We're exploring his ghost hunting organization. So being a bail bondsman or a bounty hunter, and I have to ask you later about the movies about bounty hunters and whether you think they're being portrayed in an unrealistic fashion.
Dog.
Can't be. How did you start this organization? How did you guys put this together?
Okay. Well, I have to go back to 2001. I believe, is when I really officially started with an organization out of Worcester, Massachusetts. Yes, I actually drove down from Little Burlington, Vermont to Worcester, Massachusetts to do whatever, to investigate with them, to learn from them. But I always felt out of place. It got so bad to where they pretty much called me their resident skeptic, because they were Reiki masters, warrior of light, a self-proclaimed parapsychologist led the organization.
Sounds like you're getting ready to move to Sedona.
yeah, that too. And they were really stuck on just investigating ghosts and hauntings. Now, at this time, it was long before Taps got that show, Ghost Hunters, on Sci-Fi. So I'm lucky enough and fortunate enough to get into the field before the big explosion, the big hype, if you will. But don't get me wrong, I'm not bashing them by all means. I'm grateful that I learned their way of investigating the paranormal, if you will. But so yeah, to answer the question, it just after a couple of years of dealing with that organization, I felt that I've learned enough. I had members here in Vermont that were also part of that group, and we just met and decided that we're going to start our own organization. We're going to do it our way, and hopefully one day be a household name or internet name, one the other.
Well, being popular on the internet, I think, makes you a household name.
It could. Not unless you're Jim Mosley.
Well, right. Jim Mosley does not believe in the internet, but you have a pretty old computer at home. We're talking to you on the computer owned by one of your colleagues.
Yes, yeah, Greg Love.
So we think that you would have gotten a state-of-the-art computer with which to find those who jump bail. Or that's at the office, so it doesn't make a difference.
Yes, that's it. And you know what? The Facebook, that's all I can say. Facebook is where I find most of them, believe it or not.
Are you serious?
Oh, that's scary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You wouldn't believe the stuff people put. Well, I'm at Battery Park in Burlington, Vermont with the family. Things are going great. Oh, never mind. This is so-and-so's husband. They just got arrested, or girlfriend.
Wow. You'd think that the the criminal class and would, or the criminally inclined, if you will, if they're jumping bail, would be up to speed at least as much as the people that are going to be tracking them down. But evidently, you know, P.T. Barnum was right. There's a sucker born every minute. You get pulled into these social sites, and boy, they kind of stain you.
Yeah, that's it. And maybe it's the air up this way. I don't know. I really don't know.
Makes your work easier.
Yeah, it does.
Makes your job a lot easier.
Yeah, the wife appreciates it. I'm not gone so long.
You just check out their Twitter profile or their Facebook profile or now Google Plus, and you have it all.
That's it.
There's probably some idiot out there going, well, you won't believe it, folks. I just jumped bail.
Yeah, just check Facebook. That's all you have to do.
Well, now people know how to hide from you, from the likes
That's
of you.
That's it. Don't go on Facebook. I tell everyone that when I capture them. Don't be that stupid. Make it a little harder. I like the chase. That's why I do what I do with the paranormal. I like the chase.
Oh, I like this guy, Gene.
Thank you. That's an honor.
Now, let's talk about the chase. You have an array of equipment. And before we talk about the stuff you do use, I see here that you have a list of stuff that you won't use, and I'm going to ask you why. And I guess mostly because they're games. They're not real things. So, for example, a Ouija board. A Ouija board is just a game. Why do people take it seriously?
I wish I had the answer for that. I really do. A Ouija board is a Ouija board. It was made by Parker Brothers. And you know what? I don't subscribe into the theory that it's a portal to hell or it's an invitational device to bring in spirits. Now, that's just my opinion.
It's basically an invitation to make Parker Brothers a lot of money.
That's it. That's all it is to me. To people in my group, it could be some kind of portal or whatever they think it is. But personally, I don't subscribe. No, it's just a board game. You're making somebody rich. That's it.
So we assume then the planchette, when it's being moved across the board, it's either someone deliberately doing it and knowing what they're doing or doing it subconsciously.
Right. Or vibrations.
Makes it shake, especially if you're in Southern California with all the earthquakes.
Absolutely.
They never get earthquakes in Vermont, though. Or do they?
Not really.
There are fault lines there.
There is, and we've had a couple, just nothing like California. And believe me, I went there one time, and we were there during one of the earthquake sessions, as you will. We were up in Loma Linda, and we felt it. And believe me, that's I'll never go there again.
Isn't that where Richard Nixon was born?
Loma Linda?
Around that area, yeah. Maybe that explains why you had so much trouble. The pendulum. I think of pendulum, I don't think just of the weight suspended from a string or a chain. I think of the movie The Pit and the Pendulum with Vincent Price that ages me. What's a pendulum supposed to do?
Supposedly, it's supposed to be some sort of device that you can communicate with the spirits with it. Yes or no, maybe, depending on which way the pendulum swings. It's supposed to answer your questions. It's another communication device, supposedly, again, theory, whatever, that it can communicate with the dead, which I don't necessarily subscribe into. Again, it's just a piece of rock on a string to me. That's just my opinion.
Okay, maybe the people in the afterlife, they don't have good verbal skills, so they have to use Ouija boards and pendulums because they can't just say, I'm here, folks. Make of that what you will.
That's right.
You have to admit, though, there is an ancient history of using divination tools to seek answers in all sorts of ways. For instance, if you come out to the parched Southwest, almost every well company has a professional dowser who is very accurate, and they're able to find water in a manner which almost defies scientific rational thinking. My mother was an accomplished dowser and actually doused my brother's well in the Rocky Mountains about 6 feet closer than the professional dowser who came in with the well company. So let's not toss potential out the window in terms of all sorts of tools that we have in our reality that we may be able to utilize in a predictable way. So, you know, we don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. I do agree. When you're dealing with people's lives, there's intense emotional turmoil going on, perhaps. People are freaked out and scared. To bring out something that kind of has a knee-jerk sort of veneer about it to be a ghost hunter and go into a haunted house and sit down in front of a family with an Ouija board, that would not wash, I think, in an investigative environment, at least in my opinion.
Right. No, I totally agree with you, Chris. Don't get me wrong. When it comes to dowsing for water, and I may even buy into the theory that you could detect some kind of metal with it. Maybe. I don't know, but not from a paranormal stance. Again, like I said, I'm not necessarily looking for ghosts. I'm just there to investigate the claims that they report to me in the organization. That's just who I am. I gotta go with what I know. I wouldn't completely rule it out if it was under a scientific test. If we just did it for fun, sitting around the house or whatever, just playing with it, sure. But like you just said, you don't want to bring that up to a client. You really don't. That's already going to make things worse. That'd be no different than bringing a channeler in and sitting around the table and knocking on floorboards and things of that nature. I just personally, I don't use it as a tool for investigation.
I have to wonder here, if you bring a channeler to the house and they knock on the floorboards or something and they break something, are they liable criminally for that or legally? You have to wonder. You're the bounty hunter. You know about that stuff. We have Jeff Stewart, ghost hunter, joining us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We also have swag. We have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo Tote Bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children. Stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Hello, this is Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So I'm going to ask Jeff Stewart, the paranormal investigator, have you investigated any cases involving gin?
No. I wish I did.
Of course, some of us think of another kind of gin.
Well, yeah. That's spirits in a bottle, sure.
Yeah, exactly. That's where the name came from, actually. But I think Rosemary potentially has stumbled on a very interesting cross-cultural correlation, for lack of a better word. I've done some investigative work now with her and have become familiar with the whole concept of the djinn as it relates to possible manifestations of paranormal phenomena. And in terms of some location-specific cases, I really think it deserves at least a nod in the research realm. There are certain things that you can determine from the type of phenomena that are being reported that do ascribe to a djinn-like entity. So it's not something, again, I throw out with the bathwater.
No, I think it's very fascinating. I was contacted by somebody not too long ago if I've ever investigated a djinn. And they felt they were plagued by one. And it's not here in the States. This person came from, I believe, Iran. It was on a message board that I was part of. I never followed up on it to find out what happened. But she basically said there was nobody that could help her in her country. So I don't know how she came across my name, but she contacted me and asked if I knew how to deal with them, and of course, as a skeptical person, I'm like, I really don't. There has to be somebody in your area that deals with it.
One would think.
Another piece of equipment you're not going to use is the ghost box. For those of us who are not expert ghost hunters, what, pray tell, is a ghost box?
Oh, the infamous ghost box. Well, I'll tell you what I believe the ghost box is. It is a AM or FM frequency radio that's just on cycle. All it does is run through the channels, and supposedly these entities, ghosts, can pick out the words they want from this radio and use them. So at randomly you'll hear like red, you know, bunch of static, truck, you know, or box, or it's a device that, again, I think it's like using a channeler, a medium. That's what I believe. I'm probably going to get a lot of people that'll hate me, but I don't believe in the ghost box. I don't think it's a tool that you can use. I really don't. It's just a device that plays AM, FM, radio frequencies, and it picks out words at random.
And besides, you think that if someone was literate in this life, they'd be literate in the afterlife. It wouldn't be so stupid that they'd have to communicate with Ouija boards and pendulums and have to utter words out of sequence incoherently on some kind of a ghost box.
Right.
But I'm going to ask you about a piece of equipment that is in your inventory, the Phantom Vibe. What is that? I could use a few vibes right now, I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen.
The Phantom Vibe is a little device that one of my investigators purchased from the website, gotta love it, that picks up vibrations. Yes, exactly how it sounds. Vibrations. Why? Because we might be investigating a location that might have footsteps, objects moving, things of that nature that we can't hear or see ourselves, but we'll be able to see it on camera. And with this device, it makes a loud noise, and it's got little LED lights on the box that lets us know that there's movement there. Now, that's not something that we use as quote-unquote evidence to the client. That's just something that we use as a surveillance tool to let us know that there's some kind of movement there. Because like anything else, it can be, you know, trickery. It could be somebody in the next room moving, this meter could go off.
Now, that's an interesting point of view here. Do a lot of people try to fool you with tricks and scams and dowsing rods and such?
Only once. We had an individual that was a huge fan of the show on Sci-Fi, and they really wanted us to come down. They let us know that there was this visible portal in their kitchen. We're able to see it with our own eyes. We can come down. We don't need equipment, and blah, blah, blah. And they tried every trick in the book, from whispering during the EVP sessions that we used to attempt, to moving objects with their feet. I mean, these people at the time had just as much equipment as we do.
Sounds like they're smart people who studied the field. Without spending an entire episode about your utility belt over there at the Paranormal Investigators of New England, let's briefly cover some of the other stuff you're using. And I'm going to name them. Just give us like a very short description. We'll go rapid fire through them. Lorex 16-channel wired DVR.
Just as it sounds, it's a digital video recorder. It's meant for surveillance purposes. Okay, so it's a DVR system. It's exactly like it sounds. It's basically just meant for surveillance purposes. We hope, like everyone else, that we can capture, you know, ghost phenomenon, extraterrestrial or cryptozoological, depending on what we're using it for. That would be the proverbial holy grail, if you will. But it's mostly used for safety reasons, security reasons. If something happens that we can't quite explain in another room and we got the cameras there to record whatever is going on, we can say, well, nobody was in the room when Sally's doll decided to levitate and fly across the room.
So the 16-channel part of it means that you have 16 inputs, so you can have 16 surveillance sources up?
Absolutely. Infrared, indoor, outdoor, state-of-the-art cameras. It's probably the best system to get if you're in
the field. Cool. What kind of cameras are they using? Do you use in your system?
That's the ones that come with them.
Okay. All right. Gene, let's move on. It sounds like an interesting list.
Let's go to the next one. Mel, M-E-L, 8704R Pro Navigator. Don't you love it how these companies come up with the most inane names for their products? What's this for?
The MEL meter, as most people call it, is an EMF meter, electromagnetic field detector. And this particular device has got all the bells and whistles on it. The individual that purchased this really went for it. He totally loves it and supports it. I've got the original EMF meter that they developed, the company did. It's basically just to detect electromagnetic fields. Thermo coupe is on it, so you can detect ambient temperature. And apparently his device, he's got a nifty little flashlight that's on it. And it also has a set of LED lights on the top that, when the EMF field, well, depending on the EMF field, if it's strong enough, these lights will literally light up and let you know the levels by the color.
Sounds like a fun device. And you've had this go off, as they say?
Yes, but, you know, I should probably explain, if you don't mind real quick, that we don't use the EMF meter as a ghost detector like a lot of people do. We just want to go in and eliminate the possibility that high EMF is in the facility that we're at. It's more of a safety issue and health issue than anything. I personally subscribe into the theory that EMF can really harm you, cause hallucinations, dementia. You know, it's just really, really bad stuff, which we all know. We all know it can be. So we want to make sure that that stuff's not on the property. That's first and foremost. Most investigators, at least how I train them, is to look for the differentials in EMF field. Because if there is something that's causing a disturbance in the EMF field, we want to kind of zero in on that to find out exactly what's going on. We look for a baseline when we first go into a place to find out what the level's at. Either, hopefully, most places are zero. 0.0 is usually the baseline wherever you're going. But there's been places where we, you know, walked in, done a, you know, walkthrough, and the level will be at like a 1.5 or a 2.0. And, you know, traditionally people or investigators, I'm sorry, or ghost hunters would look for spikes, EMF spikes as they call them. And that's when they get high volumes of EMF. And, again, it's a theory. They believe that that's an entity trying to manifest, trying to suck the energy out of the air and create or manifest themselves.
So it's part of the process.
Sounds like good science, Gene.
There's more in that toolkit that we'll go into in the next segment, but we're going to ask why a Geiger counter. We have Jeff Stewart joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.